Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to open up your eyes. Open your eyes will make you wealthy and wise. You can watch your profits rise with a business enterprise. We give you what you need to know, what you need to watch your earnings grow. You can reach your record highs with a business enterprise. Hello, Prize.
You're listening to Enterprise on Blog Talk Radio. With your host, Erica Collins.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Enterprise, where we want to see your business rise. It's March 31st, 2019, coming to you live from New York, New York. It's been a cool week in the town that never sleeps. While some of you are tired of politics, and others are focusing on their spring fling, we have a wonderful show for you today with our special guest, Mikey J. of Music and Film. He is the film producer of a new film called Keys and Cuffs. Welcome to the show, Mikey.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Good. I know I probably butchered the name. Can you say it for us again? Anye. Okay. Mikey J is not your average celebrity or public figure. He is a Native American Trinidadian and African American. He is a mainstream recording artist, music producer, clothing line owner, film producer, and film financier. He is also a civil rights activist, father's rights, philanthropist, and community activist from the Southeast Bronx section of New York City. He is the true definition of a mogul. Although he was born and raised in Harlem in the South Bronx, Mikey J overcame many trials and tribulations. Soon after he was born on Christmas Day at 9:30 a.m., Mikey's blood count shot up to a level that should have taken his life. Not too soon after that, his white blood cells began to feed on his red blood cells. He even endured a spinal tap. Through all of this, he has risen to become one of the most sought-after artists, entertainers, producers, and actors in the entertainment industry. Mikey J gives much of his knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the music business credit to his previous management and current mentors. His charismatic swagger and sense of humor propelled Mikey to the forefront of the music, film, and television industries. He is a true definition of a mogul, humanitarian, entrepreneur, artist, and an all-around entertainer. A premier artist whom is accredited by BET's 106 and Park, Freestyle Fridays. Welcome to the show, Mikey J.
Thank you for having me, Ms. Collins. I appreciate it.
So why don't you tell us, going way back into time, when you were a boy, what did you dream of becoming?
Well, it wasn't a rapper. It wasn't a music producer. I actually wanted to be a cop.
Wow. That's a pretty far stretch. Wow.
Yeah,
what inspired you to be a cop?
Miami Vice.
That's a good one. That was a great show. Very good show. Which
yeah.
probably led you to, can you tell us about this film that's coming up, Keys and Cuffs?
Well, yeah. Actually, Miami Vice was, it was a great show, but I wanted to be more on the rough side of Miami Vice, you know. And Keys and Cuffs, I played Detective Antonio Cuffs. And comedian Nikki Cox, she plays Detective Melinda Keys, my partner.
Mm-hmm.
And we are on the trail of a sex trafficking ring that is targeting Black American females as their as their prey. And we also stumble upon a narcotics ring up in Newburgh, New York. So you know, along the trail of tracking down the missing victims that we're looking for, we stumble upon that narcotics ring. So, you know, it's a great film because I'm bringing light to the fact that this is, you know, behind every bit of fiction is fact. You know, Black American females that are disappearing, you know, there's no real news media attention given to it. And I hope that this does bring light to it.
This is true, because a lot of times you only see it on maybe social media if you're in that zone. And, yeah, there isn't much of a spotlight. So this is a very, very important project that you're working on. For those people who don't know, can you tell us a little bit about your music career and how you transitioned to film?
Sure, sure. I started out in 2002 in the mainstream. It was way before that, many, many years before that, you know. But my first big gig was I was a celebrity judge on the Wendy Williams film tour. We was casted
wow.
for her film. Yeah, for her biopic about her film, about her life. And that was through Fercon Films. And that was myself, Charlamagne, the God, Angelique. I forgot Angelique's name. She'll kill me, too. But Angela, I forgot her name. She would hurt me. But it was a great, great tour. And that was my first big gig as getting my name out there. And then a few years later, I was on BET. BET's Rap City as a producer and artist of the week. And I was a BET reoccurring Freestyle Friday, 106 Park Freestyle Friday judge. I judged Freestyle
wow.
Friday 106 Park on three different occasions. So, and then it all just transitioned, and I've been blessed from there ever since.
That's an interesting group of people. You're in good company. And just a little bit about Miami Vice. Back in the day, I had a little stint in casting, and the casting agent was David Cady for the actors on Miami Vice. I don't know if you ever ran into him. How tough was it starting your company?
Honestly, it wasn't tough at all. You know, to be honest, my street background made it even a little bit much more easier. You know, there's no secret. I'm very transparent with my past. My past will never reflect my present nor my future. It's just that I do take certain elements of my past and I apply them, and I have applied them to my music and my film career, which is my hustle, my grind, my aggression. I'm very aggressive after when I want to just do what I got to do. And I will say that my hustle, my grind, it earned me 2 Grammy nominations, 13 Music Awards, and 41 plus Honor Awards for my philanthropy and my work in the community. So I will say that I'm very proud of my humble beginnings to where I'm at now.
So our audience, let's underline that we are talking to a Grammy Award nominee and winner of several different awards in the entertainment industry. What are the 3 tips that you would give to those who are struggling in the entertainment industry?
3 tips I would definitely give is you got to have a strong spiritual connection with God. If you don't believe in God, at least believe in a positive spiritual entity that you can pray to and give all your faith and trust in, that it gets you where you need to be at. But you have to believe and stay positive. So you have to have faith. You have to have a strong spiritual connection with positivity. You cannot give up. You cannot listen to haters. naysayers, disbelievers, cut the cancers out. Get rid of them tumors. Cut them cancers out of your life. You know, people that disbelieve and just naysay everything that you do, you know, they're no good for you. It's just a bad dose of poison that you just cannot have in your life. And that's what I had to do. So I always tell artists, actors, record label owners, I mean, aspiring entrepreneurs across the board, I always tell them, stay positive. One no will always lead to another with 10 yeses, you know, and just keep positive thoughts, because positive thoughts produces positive outcomes, and positive outcomes will always produce positive future. So I always tell people, you know, you just got to stay focused, leave the negative alone, cut the cancer out, and just keep, you know, your dreams. These are your dreams. These are your goals. You're living for yourself. You're not living for no one else. It's all about you. And then when you get where you got to be at, pass your blessings on. Pay it forward. Because the same thing that God gave you, that you begged and prayed for, is the same things that he will take away from you if you're not paying it forward, if you're not being humble with your blessings. So it's all spiritual with me, with myself. You know, just stay humble, stay positive, stay spiritually connected, man. That'll keep you grounded. You know, this music industry, this film industry, it's all glitz and glamour. But at the end of the day, as long as you're able to maintain a positive focus and you're keeping people on your payroll, whether you're paying them $200 a week or $2,000 a week, at least they're able to put food on their family's table, give them a Christmas, give them an Easter, Thanksgiving. The littlest things count. And that's really in a nutshell, man.
That is so true and so very well said. You definitely are encouraging the population that looks up to you. Faith, positivity, and addressing the haters, which are so prevalent now with social media, and how to combat that. Can you tell us some challenges and how the positive spirit hit you while filming?
Whoa. All right, so some of the challenges I will say is that I didn't listen to my management, nor did I listen to my agents when they wanted me to go through CAA, go through casting. Like, we did castings, but they wanted, you know, they wanted to have other people hands-on. And me, I'm so given of my heart and want to be this micromanaging guru, you know, that I had to and learn that you can't micromanage. But some of the challenges were, you know, dealing with people's schedules. And then when you give them the schedule according to their schedule, they still can't keep the schedule. I'm very, very anal when it comes to punctuality. I have a first AD. I have a production assistant. I have a whole team. So if the call time is 7 p.m. and you showing up at 7:01, you can go home unless you have a valid excuse why you showing up on my set at 7:01. You know, you asking my first AD, where am I at? First, that's none of your business, because my team is there. My team is there, so when 7 o'clock rolls up and I walk in that door, we should be ready to film.
Right.
So some of the challenges, basically, you know, punctuality, egos, you know. When I tell you egos, it's like egos. You know, some people feel because they was in 5 web series or 2 feature films that they're a star. The only stars that I know are in the sky. I know the North Star, you know, and a few others. But I tell you like this, I try to tell these actors that come on the set, stay humble, stay grounded, and listen. Pay attention. You can always learn something. Don't come in there thinking you know everything. You know, come in there ready, come in there prepared, because I will replace you faster than a light bulb that blew out.
Exactly. I think this new generation has a completely different concept of time. And those of us who came from a different type of era, we know it's over.
Yeah.
You don't make it 15 minutes early.
Yeah, and I treat my music career like
that,
too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I tell them,
definitely
you know.
Different.
You know,
and
I always
and I think
tell them.
Go ahead.
Oh, you know, I always tell them, you know, a lot of them, you know, when they do come, you know, they're very happy when they actually get to meet me. Because some of them are fans, I will be honest, some of them are fans. And
mm-hmm.
they're very excited and eager to work with me. And I'm humbled by that. But then some of them feel because that we kicking it and we cool, that gives them the right to just come and do what they want. No, that doesn't give you the right to come and do what you want because, you know, we're cool. Because when that camera starts rolling, I'm not your friend, I'm not your brother, I'm not your cousin, I'm not your nephew, I'm the director, I am Mr. Professional. But I'm very, very strict and crazy when I get on behind that camera.
Probably the new people who are entering don't understand the level of professionalism you came from and what you expect from others. And a lot of the people who've been in it for a while, they might have an opportunity to get a different type of position, a different type of role, because we have so many different mediums now to portray our images. In our images, that they forget to be humble, but that's definitely a trend, and it's very great to hear how you are handling that and keeping your professionalism. Who are some of the actors and their characters in Keys and Cuffs?
Well, Keys and Cuffs, we have comedian Nikki Cox, very funny.
Mm-hmm.
This will be her second film with me. No, actually, her third. This will be her third film with me. I just wrapped up two other films, Time Matters and Colorblind. We can come back to those. But we got Nikki Cotts. We got Raymond Broadwater, who's not just my first AD, but a phenomenal actor as well. He plays Bradley L. Chapman. We have Vanessa Goodman. She plays Christina Chapman, the wife to Bradley L. Chapman, Raymond's character.
Mm-hmm.
We have
mm-hmm.
Dante P.A., who plays Leon. He plays Mickey Cox's love interest. And we have we got a great cast. Playing my daughter are Aaliyah Richardson, Madison Coley, and we have who else is... I feel bad. Oh, and we have Mia Bryant playing my daughter. And
mm-hmm.
my son is being played by my friend Nikki Scott's nephew. So, I mean, we have a great cast. Great cast. Real great cast. We have Jay Cruz. He's playing Mike Sharp. And these are all phenomenal actors. And the funny thing about it, people like Jay Cruz, they never had a speaking role. The way the speaking roles that I gave them, which is like principal roles. And I said, that's crazy because you guys deserved it, you know? I have a young lady from Germany, flew from Germany. Her name is Luana Sandoval. She flew from Germany. She did a great job. You know, we have, oh my God, we got so many.
It sounds like you have a stellar cast set up here. Where would you like to see Anya, your company, and Keys and Cuffs in the future?
Well, Anya Enterprises is the parent company. Anya Film Group and Anya Music Group are just part of my subsidiaries. We also have Anya Media Group. I also have a series production, as well as Michael Stephen Paul Films. I am Michael Stephen Paul. That's my government name. I just left off the Jones, my last name. So I would just love to see my company just be up in the rafters of amongst all the greats, you know, that gave a great contribution to the arts. And that's the part that I want everyone to understand. It's great that you can make music and films, but it's also about your contribution to the arts. That's what makes you great. And I want to be a contributor to the arts that when the Academy or the Emmy board or whoever looks at my films and just see pure hard work from the director, the producers, the actors, the gaffers, the boom operator, hard work from everyone, because it takes a village to shoot a film, not just one person. So I just want my company to be known as a company that contributed and gave back to the community, just gave every actor and actress an opportunity from the amateur to the seasoned. You know, I want to be that company that just was known for giving people an opportunity. And that's why I'm proud to announce on your show. I haven't even announced this on any other show, but the Anya Film Academy opens tomorrow in the Bronx. I will be teaching.
Wow.
I'll be teaching the youth how to do film, and I'll be bringing special guests in, and I'm doing this all for free.
Awesome. That is an incredible gift to your community, and hopefully people listen and take advantage of that. Can you tell them exactly where it is again?
The Anya Film Academy is going to be at 1368 Third Avenue, Bronx, New York. And if you go, you can ask for Miss Kim Gatchel Kimberly, or you can ask for Clyde Thompson, and they would gladly assist you if I'm not there.
Perfect, perfect. Do you have any upcoming events specific to yourself?
Well, I actually do. April 6th, myself and Kiki Wyatt, we will be in Baltimore, Maryland. I'll be hosting her concert and performing my new single, Feenin', which is strictly for the ladies. And then April 13th, I will be headlining in Bridgeport, Connecticut for the United States of Mikey J tour. That's my tour. And my other film, Time Matters, which stars myself, Mama Jones, Peter Guns, Rick Rosenspire, Raymond Broadwater, and a list of other people, as well as Colorblind. We just wrapped that up. That's starring myself, Peter Guns, Weakland Benoit, who plays my wife. We will be doing the film festival circuit as well. So look for Time Matters, Colorblind, within as many film festivals as I can get it and look for it. And as that's going on, we will be filming Keys and Cuffs. After Keys and Cuffs, we will be filming my horror flick, Run. After Run, we'll be filming my comedy, Chill Pill. After Chill Pill is my television series, Days of a King. And after Days of a King, we will be filming, what's the other one? I can't forget the other. I got so many on my hat, on my mind, but we're just going all out.
It seems like you have project after project, so people really have to replay and check you out and sign up for your new academy. That's great. And Keys and Cuffs, the film that is going to address an issue that's not being addressed. Everyone needs to go and support and check it out. What's next after your filming for Mikey J?
Around that time, I do my yearly toy drives. I do a toy drive tour across the country. Mm-hmm. It's called the Snazzy. I have a not-for-profit. It's called Dynamic Artists for Peace. And I do my toy drives every year. So I'm doing those. I do a lot of charity during the month of December and a little close to Thanksgiving. So once around that holidays, I don't do too many stage performances. I just focus on giving back. Whether it's coat drives, my toy drives, you name it. I just love giving back every day of the year. But it's just some seasons like Christmas and Thanksgiving and Easter that you just give it that extra push that, you know, you got to do this, everybody. You know, you got to do this. So that's what I'm focused on.
Very true, very true. Well, Mikey J, thank you so much for being on the show. It has been an honor and a wonderful time speaking to you, learning about your new projects, your purpose, and the people that you are empowering and encouraging. We know that Anye Music and Film Group will continue to be a great success, and we look forward to watching your business grow.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And everyone can follow me, if I may.
Sure.
Everyone can follow me. My Instagram is IAMMIKEYJAY. That's I am Mikey J on Instagram. My SoundCloud is I am Mikey J. My IMDb, which stands for Internet Movie Database, is Mikey J. And my YouTube is Mikey J TV. And you can also go to Anye Film Group, that's AIGNE Film Group on YouTube, and you'll see the Time Matters trailer. And I'm looking forward to being back on the show. Thank you to the audience. I appreciate y'all, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to our 2019 business on Blog Talk Radio Enterprise. Remember to check us out on Facebook for more information on how you can be a guest and sponsor for our show.
You're listening to Enterprise on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Erica Collins.